So Be'ezah Hashem, we learned Daf Kuf Vav of Masechta Bava Metzia. Some of the topics we learned about include the Mishnah's halacha of makabel sodeh mechaveroi v'ochlo chogav oy nishtava. If a person leased someone's field bechachiras and locusts ate the crops or the river overflowed and flooded the field, it depends. Im makas medina hi menakaloi min chachuroi. If this plague affected the entire area, the worker may deduct this loss from the chachiras amount because nigzeru gezera. It was destined from above that all the fields in this area shall be hit by a plague, and this field was not fit for growing produce. Im ein makas medina, ein menakaloi min chachuroi. If this plague did not affect the entire area, the worker must pay the full price of chachirus, and it does not deduct anything because the onu claims mazal chagarm. It was caused by the worker's bad mazal. The Gemara then cites a machlekes as to what defines makas medina, and several cases in which the worker cannot claim makas medina. The machlekes Rebbe Reb Shimon ben Gamliel regarding chazaka, the amount of occurrences that establish a chazaka that this event will occur again. If the worker did not sow the field at all, he may not deduct the loss. If the worker sowed the field, but the produce did not grow in at all, he may not deduct the loss, but rather he continues to sow until the end of the season. The Mishnah's halacha of Hamakabel sodeh mechaveir ba'asar kurchitim lashana v'laksa noisen la metaicha. If a person took on to plant someone's field b'chachiris for the price of 10 kor wheat per each year, and the produce was poor, the worker may pay the owner with the inferior wheat from his field. If the produce was very good, the worker must pay the owner with the superior wheat from this field, and he may not pay him with other wheat from the market.